About a month to go in Idaho's water season. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. The plentiful rainfall that soaked many parts of Idaho last fall has helped soil moisture levels, but it's snow that fills the state's reservoir systems, and those reservoirs provide critical irrigation water to farmers, ranchers, and other irrigators during the dry, hot summer months. The reservoirs are the lifeblood of Idaho's important agricultural sector, and right now they don't look so good. It's starting to look not too great from an irrigation standpoint, said Rockland dryland farmer Corey Kress. A few weeks ago, people were saying that if Idaho had a great March in terms of mountain snowpack, things would be okay, he pointed out. Idaho's snowpack season typically runs into April, so there is still some time for a turnaround, but the clock is definitely ticking. I called Idaho Farm Bureau's Sean Ellis.
I'm not saying it'll be a catastrophe, but as of today, it doesn't look that great. Two more major snowstorms, what do they call those, atmospheric rivers or whatever, that would do it.
Last year's severe drought, exacerbated by a brutal heat wave early in the growing season, resulted in yields in Idaho being down significantly for almost every crop. If Idaho is blessed with a wet spring, most farmers will be able to juggle things around to make do, said Kress. But if we get another dry spring like we had last year, we are all in deep trouble. The weather pattern has to change, or we'll be in the same boat here shortly as we were last year. Produced by the Ag Information Network.